come from?
You hungry?
I don't think so.
Oh, hello, Miss Kravitz. Looking for your cat?
No, my bird.
Oh, my stars. Well, you don't mean...
Well, I put Tweety out for her sun bath, and I heard this meowing, and when I went out, the cage was empty.
There she is.
Where?
There, don't you see?
No, I don't see. Where? Oh, there you are, Tweety. Oh, I'm so glad you're safe. Oh, Tweety, don't you ever worry your mommy like that again. Oh, you saw Tweety way up there on the roof. You must have wonderful eyes.
Thank you. I'm glad Tweety's back.
Oh, so am I. Oh, Tweety.
Wally, how are you?
In trouble as usual, Samantha. Has Darren left yet?
No, no, he hasn't. Just a second, I'll call him. Darren! Oh, that's for you. Wally Ames, he sounds upset.
I'll bet he does. Hello, Wally. What's that?
Rick Avery just called. He's tired of waiting around for Pickering to approve a girl for the Jewel of the East campaign. He said to tell you that he's on his way to Paris.
Okay, so he's on his way to Paris. When we find the right girl, you'll photograph her. Of course you can do it, Wally. You're every bit as good as Avery any day of the week. Yeah, the only trick is to find a girl that Pickering will approve.
He said to tell you...
Don't panic, Wally. I'll be down as soon as I can. Goodbye.
Here, darling, drink this. I'll fix the eggs.
Oh, never mind, honey. I won't have time.
Oh.
Would you believe it? There isn't a girl in this city that Pickering will approve as the Jewel of the East.
What's he looking for?
You know, someone exotic and Eastern for the annual institutional layout. We just haven't been able to come up with the right face yet.
Well, don't worry. You'll find her. I know you will.
Well, it better be soon. We're right down to the deadline. I only need her for one day.
I wish I could help you.
So do I. But never mind. I'll see you tonight.
Very upset, you know. Say, you're exotic looking. And you come from the East. You may just be the right face. Cat? How'd you like to be a cover girl? Hmm?
The Jewel of the East. The point is, Wally, you've been doing Avery's work for years. He got the reputation, you've got all the talent.
I wish I could believe that.
I wish you could, too, because it's the truth. All you need is a chance. Now, you're willing to give Wally a shot at photographing the Pickering campaign, aren't you, Larry?
What makes you think there's going to be a campaign?
All we need's the right model.
How many have we shown him?
20, 25.
All great-looking girls, and he has no Cade One, right?
Right.
Suppose the impossible happened and the right girl did walk in right this minute. Would we still have time to make the next issue?
Sure, if you walk in right this minute.
Yes?
There's a young lady to see you and Mr. Stevens.
Not now.
Mr. Tate, I think you'd better see this one.
Okay, send her in.
Cheer up, Larry. This might be the one.
Dreamer.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Ling Ling. A friend suggested I might serve your needs as the girl for the Jewel of the East campaign. I have haven't much experience, but I'm very adaptable and agile. Would you be interested in me? What's the trouble? Cat got your tongue?
I don't know about the others, but I think you'd be perfect.
She is perfect.
Sensational. Gentlemen, I think we're in business.
I think you're right, my boy.
Wally, I want you to take a shot of Miss Ling Ling. A headshot. Real choker.
Yes, yes.
Meanwhile, Larry, why don't you go over and see Pickering, get him all steamed up. I'll wait for Wally to make a print of the picture and then dash over to meet you.
Good thinking, Darren. If he doesn't go for this, I don't think he deserves to have a campaign.
As a matter of fact, Wally, don't even wait for Pickering's okay. Just go ahead and shoot the campaign just like we planned it.
You mean I've got the assignment?
Has he, Larry?
What's he waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
Yes. What are we waiting for, huh? Miss Ling Ling, would you sit up here in this seat, please, and just relax, be comfortable. That's it. You can drop the coat any way you want. That's a beautiful necklace. The lights might get a little warm after a while. I'm sorry to have to rush you this way.
Oh, that's all right. I'm used to moving swiftly. When I have to.
Huh? You're tilting your head too much. Would you straighten it up and look right into the lens, please? Oh, now you're looking too much the other way. Just watch the birdie.
Birdie?
That's it. Hold it. Hold it. That's fine. You can relax now. Well, that's it. You were wonderful.
Thank you.
Would you like cream in your coffee?
No coffee, just cream, please.
You know, I have a hunch you're going to be lucky for me.
Lucky?
If Darren and Mr. Tate sell the Pickering people, I think we've got a great campaign started.
Started? You must have taken 200 pictures of me this afternoon.
Almost. And I must say you were wonderful. I've never seen such patience.
It's one of my virtues.
Oh, congratulations, Miss Ling Ling.
You are officially the jewel of the East.
May I change now?
Oh, of course. Wally, it worked. Pickering was crazy about that picture you took.
Well, if he liked that, wait till he sees what we got this afternoon. He'll go out of his mind. That girl is just great.
I agree wholeheartedly.
So do I.
You know, this calls for a celebration at my house. Larry, why don't you call Louise and have her meet us there at 7 o'clock? It's a date. We'll drink to the success of the most promising photographer in town.
Well, thanks to you, Darren. And that fabulous girl, she's so self-reliant and so delicate and graceful.
Well, what do you know? I think Wally found himself a model and a new career all in the same afternoon. We'll see you at the house.
It's almost 6. You better phone Samantha and let her know you're bringing a crowd home to dinner.
It is awfully short notice. Maybe I better bow out.
You'll do nothing of the kind.
You sure Samantha can handle it?
Gentlemen, my wife can handle anything. But I better call her just in case.
I told Abner about your finding Tweety this morning. You remember?
Oh, yes, of course.
By the way, have you seen that cat?
I sent her out on an errand. She should be back any minute. It wasn't important. I'll bet Mr. Kravitz is glad to get Tweety back, too.
No, he wasn't. He hates birds. Say, are you going out to dinner tonight?
No. No, I was just going through the cookbook to see if I could find something different.
I just wondered. Your kitchen is so uncluttered and it's after 6.
Oh, well, it doesn't take long. It's just the two of us.
Well, I better get back to my own kitchen. Bye.
Hello? Oh, hi, darling.
I've got a lot to tell you, and it's all good news. I'm bringing Wally, Larry, and Louise home for dinner.
Is that the good news?
No, honey, it's about the Pickering account. I'll tell you all about it when I get there.
How soon will that be?
I'm leaving right now. Bye, sweetheart.
Oh, goodbye, sweetheart. Cocktails and dinner for all those people. Ooh. Oh, dear. Darren, please forgive me, but I'm sure that you'd consider this an emergency. First, the hors d'oeuvres. Oh, that's
cream soup that Darren's so crazy about? Ah, a leg of lamb might be nice. Maybe a green salad. With some rolls and an unpretentious little wine. Delicious. Now, I wonder what would be good for dessert.
I just stopped back to explain that remark I made about Abner. He doesn't hate all birds, just mine. I tell you what I think. You know, I think he's jealous of the time I spend with her. Sardines, delicious.
Have another.
Look at all this food. Where'd it come from?
The market.
Yeah, but, I mean, a minute ago, there was nothing here.
I'm a fast worker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, huh? I knew there was nothing here. Yeah. Oh, I wish I was a fast worker.
Now, dessert.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, sweetheart.
Where are the others?
They're right behind me. Is everything all right with the food?
Mm-hmm, just fine. Hi, Samantha. I bet you're delighted to have us turn up at the last minute like this. I'm delighted to see both of you anytime.
Darren, she's a gem. An absolute gem. If I pulled this on Louise, she'd kick me out of the house.
And Samantha would probably be foolish enough to let you in.
Oh.
Where's Wally?
Here I am. I brought a friend. I hope it's all right.
Of course it is.
Come on in. It's all right. She was a little timid about imposing, Samantha, but I told her you wouldn't mind.
Relax, Ling Ling. You're among friends.
She does look a little nervous, doesn't she? Nervous as a cat.
Actually, we discovered we have a lot in common. Ling Ling doesn't care much for drinking. She likes to hunt and fish. And at night, she... Oh, thank you. She's perfectly content to just curl up around a fire. Not only that, but she's really curious about everything.
I forgot Ling Ling.
Oh, well, I don't want to spoil her dinner. We'll be going in a minute.
Well, at least offer her some. You better hurry. She's starving to death.
There you are, Louise.
Thank you.
Ling Ling, did Wally tell you he was a tennis champ at college?
I don't think he mentioned it.
He used it to work his way through school. Quite a racket, if you'll excuse the pun. Well, how about you telling us your side of the story? What do you feel about this lovesick shutterbug?
I beg your pardon?
Wally, what do you think of him?
Oh, I like him. He gave me a pretty collar to wear and took my picture.
A pretty collar? The jewel of the East, and she calls it a pretty collar. I wish Pickering could hear that.
Spoons for those of you who wish to use them. However, if you prefer to drink your soup in the true native manner, as Ling Ling is doing, you will find it a delicious way to savor the brew.
You sound like a guide.
Wrap up your soup, darling, before it gets cold.
I think those two are getting serious. Did you see the way he looked at her all through dinner?
She's something to look at, isn't she?
Yes, she certainly is. I think maybe Ling Ling and I ought to have a little girl talk. Ling Ling!
You're angry because I didn't come back.
Oh, you came back all right.
Now, I know it's just as much my fault as it is yours, but I wanted to help my husband. I had no idea it would go this far.
Well, it has, and I like it.
But it's impossible.
Oh, is it?
Of course. Wally's just finding himself. Now, you cannot let him fall in love with you. And you cannot lead him on promising things you can never give him.
Why not?
Because sooner or later, you're going to have to go back to what you really are. One of these days, you're going to wake up in a little tiny fur coat you won't be able to take off. Then where will you be? Well, I know how you feel about Wally now. But basically, you're very independent. You'll get over it.
I don't feel one way or the other about Wally. But I do like things the way they are. I like to be pampered and made a fuss over. As long as he does that, I'm going to stay with him.
Now, Ling Ling, you listen to reason.
I'm not interested. And you wouldn't be either if you spent your life scrounging around alleys, searching for scraps. But all that's over with now. From now on, it'll be martinis and sardines all the way.
Ling Ling, I'm shocked.
Don't be, Pet. Where I come from, it's one big rat race.
Hi there. Am I interrupting anything?
Oh, no, darling, we're just having a little kit-kat, a chit-chat.
We're all finished now, so if you'll excuse me.
She is all girl, isn't she?
Not exactly.
No, there's something different about her.
You can say that again.
Well, what's the matter, honey? Don't you like her?
It's not that, Darren. It's... Well, she's just wrong for him.
Wally's crazy about her.
I might as well get this over with. Ling Ling is wrong for any man.
What do you mean by that?
She's a cat.
Why? Did she say something about Louise?
Not that kind of a cat. A cat.
Honey, you're not making any sense.
You're not listening.
Well, say what you mean.
I said it. Ling Ling is a cat.
A cat? A cat? Cat? Oh, no. No. No, you didn't take a cat and turn it into a...
A Siamese cat. You wanted something exotic and Eastern for the campaign. I thought I was doing you a favor.
A favor? You took a cat and turned it into a girl... Well, I can't believe that. But why can't I believe that? I'm married to a witch, and a witch can do anything with anything. So she just took a cat and turned into a girl, and my friend Wally fell in love with her. What's so hard to believe about that?
Darren, please.
Can you change her back?
Not in front of all those people. What are you going to do? You're Wally's friend. You tell him.
You're right. I'll have to tell him. I'll go right out there and tell him. Tell him what?
Just try and discourage his feeling for her. I'll take care of the rest later.
Darren, have a heart. Ling Ling and I were making plans for tomorrow.
Wally, this can't wait. It's about her.
What about her?
Well, she's no good.
What?
You heard me.
Well, why would you say a thing like that?
Because she's just not right for you.
Well, let me be the judge of that. Besides, you hardly know her.
Believe me, I know more about her than I can say right now.
I don't care about her past. She's told me all about that. I know she's been around, but she's always managed to land on her feet.
There's more to it than that. You just don't understand.
Look, Darren, I've always considered you a friend of mine, but you're out of line on this, way out of line.
Wally, I am your friend. If you only knew how much of a friend I'm trying to be, that...
Wally?
Oh, Ling Ling, we were just talking about you. You will excuse us.
Ling Ling, she forgot your drink.
Oh, thank you.
What happened?
What could happen? He still doesn't know she's a cat, but now he thinks I'm a rat.
Don't you worry. I think everything's going to be just fine.
I'll bet.
I put something in her drink.
Catnip, I suppose.
Yes.
Sam, you didn't.
I did.
It'll relax her. She just may tip her paw.
You look lovely in the moonlight.
Ooh.
Ling Ling, I'm crazy about you. Everybody else is trying to interfere, but I won't listen. I think you're the most wonderful girl in the world. You're so beautiful, so graceful, so sweet. Are you all right, Ling Ling? Listen, there's something very important I want to tell you. Don't drink anymore. I want you to hear what I have to say.
Give it back.
What's the matter, Ling Ling?
I want it back.
Ling Ling.
I want it back.
Sounds like the lovebirds are having a little spat.
Oh, I hope not. They were getting along so well.
Does a little nip mean more to you than I do? Ling Ling, I thought you cared for me.
They need this. Don't stray too far.
Louise, I think we'd better go.
Larry, wait.
Well, it is getting late.
But Wally's coming in.
Oh, my, Wally.
What happened?
Ling Ling, you were right, Darren. There must be something wrong with her. I think she's a, you know, or something.
Wally, I'm sorry.
I don't know what came over her. All I did was just take her drink away from her, and all of a sudden she arched her back and hissed at me and scratched me. It was terrible.
Good heavens.
That's too bad, my boy, but don't worry. She probably had a bit too much. Happens in the best of families.
She'll probably call and apologize tomorrow. Oh, I wouldn't be too sure about that.
Well, it's better that you found out now than later.
Yeah, I guess so.
Of course. After all, you're going to be a famous photographer. Think of all the pretty girls you'll be meeting.
Yeah. It was just disappointing, though. We had a date tomorrow to go bird watching.
What are you doing now?
Oh, it's for that cat that's been hanging around, Abner. I feel guilty for what happened today.
What happened?
I accused her of molesting Tweety.
She should get a medal.
I'm just going to leave her a saucer of milk to apologize. Here, puss, 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 puss. Here, puss.
Well, it's been quite a day, hasn't it?
Yes, but it turned out all right.
Even for Ling Ling.
Ling Ling? I forgot to change her back.
Will you please come look? Abner, hurry!
Gladys, I thought I'd be prepared this time.